We're doing the Ramban, Drashat Torat Hashem Tmima. We're up to page Sandi Dalid in the Chazon Yol edition. V'chol tikun soda ibu v'atkufot nod'imi pasuk v'yu lotot umadim l'yamim v'shanim. We have a secret that we have on tradition about the exact calculations of the cycles of the moon. And all of that was derived from the verse in Bereishis, "Vayu lotot ulmoadim ulyamim veshanim." B'mnianotiyot, b'gmatiyot, b'gzirat shaman, nirmazim b'parsha, using the different values of the letters, and gzeir shava. Within the parsha, we have all these derivations. Kmo shaya doresh Rabbi Yeshua mipasuk, aru ratam mikol beima mikol chayat asadeh. Just as Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya could look at the verse that says that the snake was cursed from all the animals and all the wild animals of the field. So then when the Roman emperor asked him, Nachash lekama molid, how long does it take the snake to have a child? And Rabbi Yehoshua was able to derive from the verse, L'sheva shanim, 7 years. Gestation period of 7 years. The philosopher had to work 7 years to come up with that number. And after he does all his research, so he calls the emperor, and the emperor says, okay, let's see what my Jewish advisor knows. So he calls him Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya, and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya off the bat tells him. So when the Roman philosopher heard that, he went and started banging his head against the wall. He said, what am I working so hard for? The Medrash Rabbah says like this, a philosopher once wanted to know how long it takes a snake to give birth. So he took a snake, put it in a barrel, and he'd feed it every day. When the elders went up to Rome, so they asked Rabbi Gamliel, he didn't know. So Rabbi Gamliel asked Rabbi Yeshua told him, and Rabbi Yeshua showed it to him from the Pasuk. Rabbi Gamliel went and told the philosopher. The philosopher went and started banging his head against the wall. That's the story in the Medrash Rama. There's another story that they once went to Rabbi Yeshua, and they asked him, how long does it take the snake to give birth? And Rabbi Yeshua said, 7 years. So the philosopher says, no, I checked my snake and it took it 5 years. So Rabbi Yeshua said, you took a snake that was 2 years pregnant. Start your experiment again. And then then he turned out he was right. V'inyan ha-geshem ve-hitzmicho ha-aretz yodim mi-pasuk ve-edi alem min ha-aretz v'chen modim chachme omot. The whole idea of how rain works and how rain evolves and makes things grow from the earth was also derived from the verse ve-edi alem min ha-aretz, and that's something which is a whole science today. That Chazal already derived in the days of the Mishnah, in the days of the Second Temple. Chazal revealed to us the cycle of rainwater coming from ocean water that gets evaporated in different ponds and streams, and all that from the Pasuk Ve'edi Aleh Min Haaretz, that the water evaporates from earth, and that's what forms the rain. And then Chazal go on to explain the different ways that the world gets its sustenance, its liquids. So that that's something which, again, the Ramban is coming to illustrate how, through learning Torah, one can get information on all aspects of life.